building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Starting time is 7:30 p.m.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
For reasons, by the way, that neither understands, neither of them. And I was
alive. This is a subway they're putting in. Is that
no, right? There's no subway. It's all above ground.
Okay. Is it an above ground train?
Yeah, a train.
Okay. Go ahead.
From one end of the city to the other end of the city, the reasons nobody ever understood why a little city like Jerusalem, with a very good public transportation system, needed a train. But you're talking something that will top $1 billion. By the time this thing is being built, the money could have been used in so many other better ways. There was no need for a train. If anyone knows Jerusalem, well, you get on a bus. The worst trip in the city from one end to the other is 45 minutes. The train will make it half an hour. Big deal. But both agree it's absolutely ruining the city. They've chopped up all the, literally, they're now going through downtown, closing down businesses who had the bad luck to be in the way of the train. Well, in short, the place is ugly. You can't get around. And the money makes no sense when the average Israeli living in Jerusalem can't make rent. Why build a train? And they both say that the money, they both have different examples, all right? But it all comes down to the same thing, that a tremendous amount of money is being lost while the Israeli people and the people of Jerusalem are moving out. They can't live there anymore. They can't afford it. There are new apartments going up. This is what my friend Ada explained to me, that they're going up all over the place for rich Americans who live in them 2 months of the year, if you're lucky. They'll stay empty the rest of the year. But these Americans are driving the prices of rents for all Jerusalemites through the ceiling. I just said it's doubled since she was there 2 years ago. In short, there is no economic miracle taking place. What's happening is an utter disaster. Now, both, again, Ada and Gemma, and I trust them both implicitly. They're both very astute people. They both said the same thing, that the whole business of Aliyah, that is to get foreigners to make their new home in Israel, they both said there's a lot of lying going on to get people to Israel, where they'll find themselves in the midst of very, very serious poverty. And, well, what Gemma told me, we know a woman in common, Marsha, we both know her, she said that the Aliyah organization, Nefesh V'Nefesh, soul to soul, promised her a retraining course and a stable income. And when she got to Israel, she was rejected from the retraining course and left to her own devices. Oh, we'll get to that.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Mary Shemesh talking about the economic situation in the city of Jerusalem. Back in just a moment.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, look, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Shemesh, and Barry, pick up the story.
Well, again, you bring people to Israel, and there's no work, and they get in trouble. There's some fraud going on here, and both agreed with that. Now, again, separate from each other, they both brought up the biggest new industry they're seeing in Jerusalem is soup kitchens. Well, there's one just outside the Western Wall now that all through the city, well, as Gemma told me, people don't have enough to eat. You now have a depression-era phenomenon, the soup kitchen, popping up all over Israel. Now, let's go back to these George Gilders and Dan Seniors and so forth. Well, in their world, Israel is suffering nothing. Israel, in fact, is, well, the miracle has created an economic paradise. And if people read this and they take it seriously, there's a lot of delusion being spread around. Far from a paradise, you've got a malnutrition rate of school children now that's past 31%. And malnutrition means that, not even a jam sandwich for lunch. No soup kitchens for Gilder and the CFR. There, well, there would be super bistros, exclusive soup kitchens, but in paradise you can't have a soup kitchen. And you have a real, real problem that people are reading this and creating an Israel that is in truth the exact opposite of what Israel is right now. Now, there's a website, it's called Israel 21st Century, and they had a contest last week. God knows what you win, but the contest was to describe the future of Israel in the midst of the economic surge caused by high-tech and projects. And I wrote them. I'm going to quote my little essay to them, if you're ready. Here it is, only a couple lines. As Israel's economic miracle continues, 0.009% of the population benefits, while soup kitchens are popping up throughout the nation, and the malnutrition rate is past 31% of school children. The answer is Yerida, that is leaving Israel. Last year, 2,900 Americans made Aliyah to Israel, while 31,000 Israelis moved permanently, mostly to the United States. That was my essay. The problem is selling a bill of goods. And I run into that in my work, and it's very, very frustrating. You can't make these claims. People will come to Israel, maybe even invest in a place, and they're going to lose their shirt. That's not a new phenomenon, but that's going on now with something that is new. And what is new is the economic miracle of Israel being spread every which way. There is no economic miracle taking place. There's economic disintegration taking place. And the truth is so opposite to the lives of Israelis. Somebody's got to say something. Which is what my recent essay was about.
Okay, well, Sydney, I share your concern about what's going on over there. And apparently the downtown area is just a disaster because so much of it's torn up. And anyway, so anything else on that you want to talk about?
Well, there's always something. I also added in my recent essay something I think is fantastic, and it just says so much. Again, the optimism. The Jerusalem Post had a headline, Prime Minister's Office Gets High Marks on Gaza Evacuees. In other words, Netanyahu is going to finally put them in a house. High marks for doing what? They're still living in trailers. 4 years after the evacuation, they're treated, well, they are, they're refugees. Their houses were taken away, their businesses were taken away, but the Prime Minister is getting high marks. But what was amazing about the article, they assigned a new head. It's called the Cell Administration for Assistance to Settlers from Gush Katif and Northern Samaria. That's the government's little office where they do nothing. It exists,
now,
but
the settlers who left voluntarily were promised that they would be paid for their homes. Did the government ever keep their promise?
Well, we know the answer.
I know the answer, but I want you to tell our audience. It doesn't matter what I know. When I ask you a question, I'm trying to get the information out.
If I say no, will that help?
Yes. That's the right answer. So
They're living in mobile homes with cockroaches and rats,
right,
from beautiful villas with farms and lawns.
Right.
But we've done this subject many times. But here's the really interesting part, very interesting part. The government, the reason it's getting high marks is the government announced a new director of the Cella office, Ben-Sion Lieberman. I'm going to do this easily. You have to go get the article. I'll tell you how pretty soon. Ben-Sion Lieberman was the head of the Asia Council. He was the one who directed the saving of the Gaza Jews. Now, I just got a quote from him in my article where he admitted in court that he worked with senior ministers and the police during every protest to make sure that Gush Katif was never, ever saved by other settlers. He describes how he delayed marches to Gaza, how he worked hand-in-hand with the police to make sure, well, that the settlement council cooperated with the authorities to make sure that Gaza was evacuated. 10,000 people's lives were ruined by Ben-Sion Lieberman, and the government rewarded him with, well, the best darn job he could get. He's the director of Cella, which is going to help, supposedly, the refugees from Gaza, northern Samaria. You know, sometimes the coordination between the crooked government and all the patsies that they paid off with these high-paying government jobs kind of makes you want to scream. Okay? it's just so blatant what they're doing, and it's more blatant that they've succeeded in wearing down the homeless refugees from the Gaza Strip who didn't go bananas when Lieberman was put in charge of their resettlement. But that's what happened this week. Again, with my article, I think it should be up at the website by now, maybe a day or two. You can actually get a film of what Ben-Sion Lieberman was doing during the evacuation, working hand-in-hand with the government and the police.
While pretending to support the settlers, is that it?
He was the head of the Asia Council, along with someone named Pinkus Wallerstein.
Right.
They were working hand-in-hand with the police, supposedly at the head of the settler organization, the Asia Council. They were working against the settlers. And this has been proven. Well, again, I wrote my book, Bye Bye Gaza, 4 years ago. Now there's a film that really... They have so much trouble with me. I wrote the filmmaker, and he says, you're too negative. And I said, did you look at your own film? I wrote this 4 years ago while it was happening. I was in Gush Katif. I was trying to stop all of this. But I have to deal with so much, brainwashing against my work, it's just absolutely uncanny that this guy would dare say that I'm negative when all the settlers did get thrown out and their homes were all destroyed, and I got it piece by piece. I got the traders right. He got them right 4 years after me. And now the head trader, the head of the Yesha Council, is at the head of the new government, the government administration to resettle the Gaza refugees. You can't escape this. There isn't an honest voice in government. There's nowhere to turn.
Well, I think that the analogy would be here in the United States, where so many of our conservative and liberal and Christian organizations are organized and financed by the very establishment that they're supposed to be opposing. It's all a game, and the average American is totally unaware of what's going on, just as exactly as the average Israeli is doesn't realize it. So, at least in this instance, the opposition was controlled by the government. But that's what you do. You control the opposition, and then there is no opposition. But go right ahead.
Well, that pretty well sums it up. Nonetheless, Israel is a small country, and you would think it would... Well, it didn't, so it doesn't matter. You would think many things that didn't happen. Nonetheless, we're going to now... This is only from the last few days where I wrote up the latest news, and it's just so logical. If you follow along with me, you'll see really where the Israeli government is controlled from. Now, I've done this on your show, and undoubtedly you've forgotten, but in Israel, on the 15th of this month, which is just a couple of days ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu gave a speech at the Saban Forum. Saban is named after Chaim Saban of the Council on Foreign Relations, an Israeli-American who is trying to bring peace to Israel. It's CFR. He has forums and think tanks for the CFR. That's Chaim Saban. Here are the guests. I'm actually reading from Netanyahu's speech. He welcomes former President Clinton, Council on Foreign Relations, Senator Lieberman, Council on Foreign Relations, Martin Indyk, well, he is not CFR, but his think tank is funded by the CFR. He can't be CFR. He is an Australian citizen, and yes, he can. He's taken out American citizenship. He works with the CFR. In other words, the whole forum that Netanyahu is welcoming to Jerusalem is CFR. The whole lot of them. This, again, I remind you, was 2-3 days ago in Jerusalem. Now, here's what Bill Clinton of the CFR said. You know, I hate his voice. I hear his voice, and I despise Clinton's voice. It sounds so calm and cool, and it's just so filled with lies. Here's the report. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton said that if former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin were still alive, a peace accord would have been reached between Israel and all its neighbors. Yeah, sure it would have. Rabin was trying to get out of Oslo. And this I have proven over and over again. That's why they had to kill him. And I'll bet you anything Clinton knew that he was being knocked out because he didn't want to continue with Oslo. Rabin died a hero, but certainly not... Look, Clinton, I'm sure, approved this assassination of Rabin. I'm sure of it. But here is a quote from Bill Clinton. Not a single week has gone by in which I have not reaffirmed my conviction that had he not lost his life on that terrible November night, within 3 years we would have had a comprehensive agreement for peace in the Middle East. Within 3 years, if Rabin had survived, Oslo would have been canceled and Israel would have gone back to the way it was. A complete twisting of Israeli reality. But, well, like I say, I hate Clinton's voice. He lies with such ease. That was his little speech to the gathering in Jerusalem. Now, next, and we have to follow this. Believe it or not, there is a logic in everything that goes on in Israel. There is a logic behind it. There are power brokers. Now, of the CFR, we're talking now of William J. Burns. Oops, I hear the... We'll get back.
Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment. America, it's nothing.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and are on the air because they care about preserving that.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Shamus. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come to speak to their people in your region.
All my books, including the new one, The Compromised Land, are at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. There's a little search box. You click on books, and you write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamus, and then, well, you'll have all my books in front of you. They're very easy. You order them. They're at your house in a week. My website is BarryShamus.com. And as for speaking, it should be more often. I did 3 speeches a month ago, and 2 of them were certainly triumphs, and 1 was kind of mediocre, but they're never failures.
Two out of three is pretty good.
Thank you. I did two in Washington State, and very nice people. I really enjoyed that. Now, also my DVDs, which are not sold on Lulu, you can ask about by calling 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's go and look at the Middle East, all in a week, by you. I repeat, this is not some long-term, let's pick a news item from 3 years ago and throw it in, make a mishmash. This is all this week. William J. Burns, CFR, again, all CFR, Undersecretary for Political Affairs, said, now here's what he said to the Middle East Institute, and I quote, "The goal of the United States and its negotiations in the Middle East is to pressure Israel into expelling all Jews from Judea and Samaria in order to end the occupation that began in 1967. That's what the State Department. Somebody finally opened their mouth and said, told the truth finally. William J. Burns of the CFR said that the State Department's goal is to expel every Jew from Judea and Samaria. Lest you have any doubts, our goal in the region is clear. Two states living side by side in peace and security, and so on and so forth. He wants to expel 300,000 Jews from Judea and Samaria. That is the official, well, he is the Undersecretary of State, so I'm going to say that's the official position of the State Department, is mass expulsion, when they can't, by the way, even expel 10,000 and get them out of caravans. They're going to expel 300,000, and, well, we can only imagine what the consequences would be of 300,000 refugees, but that is the goal of the American State Department.
And now, where will they move? Are there apartments? Are there homes for them in Israel?
Well, I've got a place, but I'm not sure that the Penguins wouldn't object.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Now let's go on with the way things really go and who Netanyahu really is. According, again, Netanyahu has just addressed the Saban convention, Chaim Saban Center of the CFR. So what happens on November 13th? Well, good old Netanyahu, according to the pan-Arab satellite television station El Arabiya, well, Benjamin Netanyahu has relayed to the Syrian president Bashar Assad, through Nicolas Sarkozy, French president, that he would be interested in renewing peace negotiations that saw Syria take over the entire Golan Heights. Now, again, he's been after this for a long time. And that's in, well, my book, Israel Betrayed Us and Save Israel, I've been dealing with Netanyahu's secret negotiations with the Syrians to give up the Golan Heights. Again, through a former CFR member named Uzi Arad. I'm not going to go into the grand details. Get my books for that if you really want to know how Middle East diplomacy is going on. Nonetheless, he wants the Turks out. The Turks were the negotiators between the Syrians and Israel. They've been cozying up to Iran. He doesn't like that. He wants the French replacing them, and he wants to give up the Golan Heights to the Syrians. Oh, poor Israel. You know, Israelis think that Netanyahu is on their side because, I'll give you an example. In Jerusalem, in a Jewish neighborhood, Netanyahu yesterday approved 900 apartments. Whoopee, maybe 4,000 people will live in 900 apartments. In a city the size of Jerusalem, 900 apartments were approved. It sounds good. It's nothing. The city is Jerusalem's come to a standstill. People wrote me, after I wrote my article, and said there have been no high-tech jobs. What is this Israeli miracle? In a year, it's been completely frozen. There have been no houses built. Well, 900. Again, let's say four a family, five a family. You might get 4,000 people to have housing in a city the size of Jerusalem with 700,000 people. That keeps people thinking that Netanyahu is really working for a Jewish state. He's not. He's working with the Syrians to give up the Golan. He's working with the CFR. He's addressing the Saban Center. And Paris is so proud of Netanyahu. When the word came out that he had expressed to the Syrians his view that the entire Golan could go to this, well, to Syria, Paris said to this Arab station how proud he was of Netanyahu and how left-wing he has become in, since he became prime minister. Paris is pulling the strings behind the scenes in a way that people just don't understand. And it goes all the way, by the way, all the way to Washington. Now, again, I'm talking about something that most people don't know. Most people don't know that there is a new Israeli so-called lobby organization in Washington called J Street. And people assume it's pro-Israel. It is incredibly anti-Israel. And it has been pushing senators and congressmen to adopt the whole Oslo deal, the expulsion of the Jews, the removal of the Golan, the works, the whole so-called disastrous peace process. They've been shoving this concept in Washington for the last year. A reporter in Israel named David Bedin traced where J Street came from. And wouldn't you know that the founding father, the financier, is Shimon Peres, and the money comes, much of the money comes from the Shimon Peres Center for Peace.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And, Barry, we're on the last segment of the program, and of course, your message is Israel is being betrayed by the people in the Council on Foreign Relations here in America, which is absolutely true. Of course, they have the full support of Peres and a few other traitors there at the highest level of the Israeli government, including Netanyahu, who consistently gets a good press as a conservative, which he is not. He is simply a tool of the elitist here in America. Go ahead.
Well, that's certainly the truth. Now, a very strange thing happened with the Palestinians. First, Abbas declares that he will not run in the next election in January as president of the Palestinian Authority. Big deal. He didn't run last time. Hamas won in Gaza, and they Hamas won everywhere. The last elections, he didn't even win. They kind of appointed him the fake president of the Palestinian Authority, which for some reason he thought was legitimate. It was not legitimate, and he decided that he is not going to run again in the next election, knowing, of course, that he would lose. That was probably a great stimulus for him not to run. But right after that, now this tells that some sort of bluff took place, because Salim Fayyad, his prime minister, declared that the Palestinian Authority would, in fact, state and declare its independence, that a new Palestine would be formed. It would be a unilateral declaration of independence. Now, there's a real problem with this. Well, Israel, of course, said it would not take kindly to such a declaration. Big deal. The real issue was there was something called the Oslo process. And the United States swore to Israel that there would be no recognition of a Palestinian state by the United States or any of its allies, and theoretically, anyways, that includes Europe, until the Oslo process was completed. And there was no more terrorism, and Israel lived in secure territory, and the Palestinians had a contiguous state from Gaza and the West Bank. All of this had to happen before there could be a Palestinian state, or the United States wouldn't recognize it. Now, for Salam Fayyad to declare that he would create a Palestinian state, one thing had to have happened. The Barak administration must have told him America would recognize it. Otherwise, it's just words. It's fruitless. He can get the whole third world sending embassies, I suppose, but he won't get the first world. Unless the Barak administration said, declare a state, we'll support it, and let's put an end to this nonsense of about Oslo. You declare the borders, we'll accept them. That's the only way that Fayyad would dare make it look. A normal American administration that signed the Oslo Accords would not tolerate such a declaration. It's in opposition to what they signed. An Obama administration can throw out the Oslo Accord and accept a Palestinian state if it feels like it's illegal, but they can do it. And I would watch out for that coming up, that there's finagling to get a Palestinian state, legally or not legally. There's going to be probably a declaration of independence, which America reluctantly will accept. That's a prediction for me.
Okay. And
okay.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing we can. That's your prediction, and I'm agreeing with you.
Well, it's certainly based on the facts of the. Fayyad declared that he would be making a declaration of independence for Palestine before the elections in January. Let's see if that happens or not.
Oh.
That simple. That's just a piece of news. You can't really say more than that, except that this is what he declared he would do. Now, there's one little item that people are ignoring, and I'm finding this. Well, I can't even figure out who's doing it, but there was a two-prong attack on the Saudi Arabian borders this week. One prong was from Yemen. where the Saudis fought back with their air force, and they bombed Yemen for sending troops into Saudi Arabia, well, to muck up the country. We don't know Arab politics that well. I admit I don't know Arab politics well enough to know why Yemenite forces moved into Saudi Arabia. I wish there was an Arab, by the way, who's doing what I'm doing, trying to sort out the corruption and the background, but I don't know of one.
Well, they're basically the Yemen rebels are Shia, and of course the Shia hate the Sunnis, and Saudi Arabia is Sunni. So here, once again, I think it's a manifestation of the friction between Iran, which backs the Shias there.
Yeah, well, Saudi. Who is backing the Jordanian rebels? On November 7th, the Jordanian government condemned the infiltration operations into Saudi Arabia from the southern district, well, Jazan, wherever that is, in Jordan. Somebody in Jordan also crossed into Saudi Arabia to muck things up. Look, you know the pilgrimage to the Kaaba is coming up really soon. And again, I say when I speculate and I say when I don't, there could be real violence this year if Saudi Arabia is under a two-pronged rebel attack from the north and from the south. This pilgrimage to Mecca has all the potential of turning extremely bloody, and that's coming up real soon.
Well, I think that things are very, very uncertain over there, and I'm very, very concerned about the stability of that region of the world, and I still fear that there is going to be a war over there. You've got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Oh, I can't do much more than a minute. Just remember, my books are at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. My website is barrychamish.com, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And if you want to invite me to speak, I'd love to come to Denver. It's been a while. Oops, I missed it.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, but Barry, I'll talk to you next week.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, but I'm back here, and of course, I have to remind others. listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to help us maintain our network of 60 outlets every week, we should certainly appreciate your support. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And then if you'd like to help us by getting a case of our book, that's The Brotherhood of Darkness, ordinarily the book sells for $12.95. We're making it available for a pre-publication offer of $2.50 each, but you have to buy a case. $149.95 will get you a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. You can sell them for $12.95. You can give them away. But the book is important because it clarifies what's really going on in the world today, who's running the world, and it reveals the secret that's been around for 6,000 years, which understands everything going on, explains everything going on, and, of course, you can't understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools unless you understand the secret and why, of course, we have a so-called wall of separation between church and state, and it's because there is a conspiracy against God. It's quite obvious, and the Supreme Court justices, who all belonged or almost all belonged to a secret society, took God and prayer out of our schools in 1962 while our attention was diverted on the tragic consequences of a non-war in Vietnam, because we never went there to win. All during the war, we financed the North Vietnamese. We're killing our boys just exactly as we're financing today the Pakistani intelligence, which is financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which are killing our boys in Iraq and in Afghanistan today. So understand nothing as it appears to be. That's why you need a case of Brotherhood of Darkness to help us get the truth out across America. If you, I want you to know that the CDs of the conference we have on the 25th of October are available, and if you'd like to get a get them separately, Catherine Albrecht, Ashley Moat, Tom Horn, William Grigg, and myself were the speakers, or get them all together at a special discounted rate, you call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand this swine flu epidemic, and it's phony. It's, the epidemic is over, and yet they're trying to immunize everybody. And most of the people who are coming down ill now don't have swine flu. The CDC demands that the states stop testing to find out what the flu is. Just trust us. We're from the CDC. It's all swine flu. And when CBS actually got the figures from the states who are still doing the testing because they want to know what's going on, the majority, the vast majority, is not swine flu. So why do you want to test to get the vaccine? Why? It contains mercury. And this way they can give it to every pregnant woman where it will do the most damage to the child within her. Or they can give it to infants starting at 6 months of age. Not one, but two shots, and then another shot of seasonal flu. And so by the time these children are 18, they'll get far more thimerosal and the deadly poison than they would have before they removed thimerosal from childhood vaccines. Why would they do that? This destroys fertility, and they know that. Why do you think the sperm count's falling across America? My number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.